Welcome back to the Two Guys in a Car podcast. I'm your host, Wyatt Holt, and I'm with Dylan Longworth. Dylan, say something.
Something.
Today, we will be covering the anthrax scare of 2001.
Scary stuff.
The anthrax scare began September 18th, 2001, 7 days after the national tragedy of 9/11. And the last attack was October 9th, 2001. But the hysteria kept going for many years. The first five attacks all happened on the same day. Letters were sent to ABC, NBC, CBS, and the New York Post all across the nation that contained anthrax. Everybody was nervous and on edge after the 9/11 attacks, and the anthrax scare only amped up the hysteria. Anthrax is a spore form of bacteria. When ingested by humans, it can cause serious illness or even death. And it only takes a small amount of it to cause death or illness. Small letters containing anthrax were mailed to multiple media outlets and Senators Tom Daschle and Patrick Leah's offices.
But who did it?
The suspected perpetrator was Bruce Edward Ivins, American microbiologist, but we never knew for sure his motives or if he truly was the perpetrator, because he died to suicide in 2008. This string of anthrax-related attacks caused panic all throughout the U.S. U.S. citizens were scared to even open their own mailbox. People would wear hazmat suits opening their mail.
I would be scared too.
All right, and now we're going to cut to the commercial. This podcast is brought to you by apples. They're red, they're scrumptious and sweet, and if you don't like going to the doctor's office, have one of these bad babies a day, and they'll stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Two Guys in a Car podcast. I'm Wyatt, and this is Dylan.
Welcome back.
We're going back to the anthrax scares of 2001.
Fun fact, according to the FBI, this investigation was one of the largest and most complex in history of law enforcement.
Cool. Buildings where anthrax attacks occurred had to be quarantined due to the volatility of the anthrax spores. This cost $27 million to clean up these buildings to avoid another person getting sick from the anthrax. The anthrax attacks also encouraged lawmakers to increase the budget for biological warfare research.
The total victim count ended up being 5 dead and 17 hospitalized by the anthrax.
R.I.P.
On God.
Another reason why people were so scared was that these attacks were very similar to the Unabomber attacks of the 1980s and 90s, and people remembered how disturbing those attacks were, so they were taking extra precautions so that wouldn't happen to them.
The sources we use for this information came from the FBI Famous Cases website, the NPR.org, and the CDC website.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. That's the end.